Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. 59 today under partly cloudy skies. West winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, 33. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance of rain. Daytime highs approaching 54. Temperatures well below average Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-40s to the upper 40s. Showers likely Friday. Chance for a mix of rain and snow on Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A fatal hit and run involving a dump truck happened in Kansas City. Brandon Dixon has more.
A pedestrian killed Tuesday morning after a large construction dump truck struck the victim and kept driving. It happened on State Line Road, and the adult male was pronounced dead at the scene. The construction company is reportedly cooperating as police work to identify the driver. I'm Brandon Dixon.
Governor Laura Kelly vetoed two bills. Senate Bill 5 would have restricted federal funds for elections without legislative approval. The governor said in a news release it was unnecessary micromanagement. Senate Bill 14, also vetoed, would have provided for continuous state budgets until amended or eliminated by the state legislature. The governor said about that, every state legislature has been able to pass a budget, and called the bill an attempt at legislative overreach. The Kansas Gas Service is giving away free trees to Kansans who pledge to call 811 before digging. It's in partnership with the Arbor Day Foundation. There's more at beadighero.kansas.com. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of this year, eliminating many beneficial provisions for farmers and ranchers.
A lot of important provisions to agriculture in these expiring provisions.
That's Dustin Shearer, Director of Government Affairs for Farm Bureau. He says letting the act expire would have significant impacts to agriculture and a majority of Americans.
If nothing is done, there will be a tax increase at the end of the year that will hit farmers and ranchers in the pocketbooks. Overall, ag will be taxed tens of billions of dollars more than they otherwise would, and we need to make sure that Congress does its job and makes these tax reforms permanent.
Stay tuned to FB.org for the latest updates, and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The state of Kansas ends March 2025 with total tax collections at $636.9 million, and that's $13.6 million below the estimate. Total tax collections were down 16.2% from March of 2024. Individual income tax collections were $261.6 million. That's $3.4 million below the estimate. And individual income tax collections were down 28.3% from March of 2024. Corporate income tax collections were $50.1 million. That's $26.9 million below the estimate and down 35% from March of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $246.8 million, which is $8.2 million below the estimate and down $14.5 million from March 2024. The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group, comprised of the Department of Revenue, the Division of Budget, the Legislative Research Department, and economists from the University of Kansas, Kansas State University, and Wichita State University, will meet on April 17th to review the fall estimate and make any revisions it may consider necessary. People can now search appellate cases using a public access portal that not only gives case information, but also public case documents. The Kansas Appellate Court's public access portal is part of the Kansas eCourt project to centralize case information on a single web-based platform, transforming the way courts serve the people of Kansas. The multi-year project introduced a new case management system in district and appellate courts, making it possible to search statewide court case information online. Before searching cases on the Kansas Appellate Court's public access portal, a person must register as a portal user with a link to the registration form in the top right corner of the portal homepage. And all registered users must abide by the Kansas Court's public access portal user agreement. If a person is registered to use the Kansas District Court Public Access Portal, they don't need to register to use the Kansas Appellate Court's Public Access Portal. Their registration transfers to the appellate portal, and their username and password are the same. People who use the portal to search appellate cases will get information that includes party names and a register of events, and it can also include case documents. Only case documents filed after March 13, 2025 will be available on the portal, and to access a public case document filed prior to March 13, 2025, a user would need to request it from the clerk of the appellate courts. More information about the portal and what it offers is on the kscourts.gov webpage under Search Appellate Court Records. Agriculture producers who have not yet enrolled in the Agriculture Risk Coverage, or ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, programs for the 2025 crop year have until April 15, 2025 to revise elections and sign contracts. Both of these safety net programs, delivered by the USDA's Farm Service Agency, or FSA, provide vital income support to eligible farmers who experience substantial declines in crop prices or revenues for the 2025 crop year. In Kansas, producers have completed 72,222 contracts to date, representing 70% of the more than 104,500 expected contracts. Joshua Ritter, the Deputy State Executive Director for FSA in Kansas, said agriculture risk coverage or price loss coverage programs provide excellent risk protection for market declines at no cost to the producer. He said if you haven't made your program election or signed a contract, to please contact your local FSA county office as soon as possible to set an appointment so you don't miss the April 15th deadline. If producers do submit their election revision by the April 15th deadline, the election remains the same as their 2024 election for eligible commodities on the farm. Also, producers who do not complete enrollment and sign their contract by the deadline will not be enrolled in ARC or PLC for the 2025 year and will not receive a payment if one is triggered. Farm owners can only enroll in these programs if they have a share interest in the commodity. To learn more about the FSA programs, producers can contact their local USDA service center, and producers can also prepare maps for acreage reporting, as well as manage farm loans and view other farm records, data, and customer information by logging into their farmers.gov account. For more information and to find the eligible commodities base acres, you can visit fsa.usda.gov. In Nebraska news, the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office reported that on Thursday, Lancaster County deputies pulled over a vehicle for tailgating near the exit to the Lincoln Airport on I-80, and the two occupants then gave conflicting accounts as to where they were traveling and gave consent to search the vehicle. Inside, deputies said they found a credit card skimmer and tools, several reloadable Visa credit cards, and a little over $17,000 in cash. The driver, 56-year-old Matei Eros of New York City, and the passenger, 43-year-old Franklin Gulatari Degado of Florida, were both taken to the Lancaster County Jail. They were arrested on suspicion of felony unlawful possession of a skimming device, and authorities said they were also in the country illegally. Chief Deputy Ben Houchin said this was a good stop, and he's very proud of the individuals, deputies, and Lincoln Police Department officers that were working on the case. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been notified, and the two men are now facing deportation. Just after 4:15 a.m. on Monday, Bellevue police officers were sent to an apartment near Chandler Road and Nebraska Drive for a domestic disturbance. And when officers arrived, they found 43-year-old Jeffrey Hettinger lying on the ground with apparent stab wounds to his body. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Officers also found a 26-year-old female at the scene who was involved in the disturbance, and the female said she had some nose pain but refused medical attention. She was immediately detained and taken to the Bellevue Police Station for questioning. According to the police department, the female was later taken to a metro area hospital for a medical evaluation that was not related to any physical injuries. The stabbing is still under investigation, and the police department said they aren't releasing any more information at this time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
A new state grant program is putting small towns and their storefronts in the spotlight, literally. The Kansas Department of Commerce has launched the Sporting Innovative Growth Through New Signage, or Signs Grant, a $250,000 initiative that's designed to help rural and small town businesses upgrade their signage and enhance the character of historic downtowns. In a news release, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said downtown districts are the heartbeat of our rural communities, so this program invests directly in locally owned businesses and their ability to attract more customers while preserving their community's charm. The grant offers funding between $1,000 and $50,000 for qualifying signage projects, and to be eligible, communities must propose signage for at least three buildings or businesses. The funding can be used for everything from sign design and lighting to purchase and installation. Eligible applicants include businesses or building owners, municipalities, Main Street organizations, chambers of commerce, tribal organizations, and nonprofit economic and community groups. Applicants must provide a cash match with requirements based on population, with a 50% match for communities with 2,500 to 50,000 residents and a 25% match for communities with fewer than 2,500 residents. To maintain the historical appeal of Kansas downtowns, projects must align with Kansas Commerce sign guidelines, and preference will be given to three-dimensional signs created and installed by Kansas-based companies. Applications will be reviewed monthly on a first-come, first-served basis until all the funds are awarded, and projects must be completed within 6 months of approval, complying with all state and local regulations. For more information about the Signs Grant, you can visit ks.gov/commerce. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have announced the beginning of the harmful algae bloom season. The water recreation season in Kansas officially runs from April 1st to October 31st, as do the harmful algae blooms. Response programs active operations, so Kansans should remain vigilant while engaging in activities taking place in or on the water, such as swimming, boating, and fishing. A harmful algae bloom may look like foam, scum, or paint floating on the water and be colored blue, bright green, brown, or red, and blooms can develop rapidly. If the water appears suspicious or there's decaying algae on the shore, you should avoid contact and keep dogs away, as the toxins can be absorbed by ingestion, inhalation of aerosols, and even skin contact. Symptoms vary depending on the type of exposure, like direct contact, ingestion, and inhalation, and can include rash, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, sore throat, and headache. If you or your pets come into contact with algae, you need to rinse the area with clean, fresh water, and suspected harmful algae bloom-related health incidents, whether human or animal, regardless of the season, should be reported as soon as possible at kdhe.ks.gov/1163. Kansas recognizes three advisory levels. A hazard status indicates that a harmful algae bloom is present and extreme conditions exist. A warning status indicates that a harmful algae bloom is expected or present. And a watch status means that a harmful algae bloom is possible and may be present. Advisories are lifted when cell densities and toxin concentrations dissipate to levels below the watch thresholds. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment investigates publicly accessible bodies of water for blue-green algae when the agency receives reports of potential algae blooms in Kansas lakes. And based on credible field observation and sampling results, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks report on potentially harmful conditions. For more information on blue-green algae and reporting potential harmful algae blooms, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/HAB. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly issued a proclamation declaring the month of April as Kansas Safe Digging Month, and the proclamation, in concurrence with National Safe Digging Month, reminds Kansans to call 811 before starting any outdoor digging projects, large or small. The Kansas Corporation Commission, Kansas 811, Kansas Utilities, and Governor Kelly are all encouraging excavators and homeowners to call 811 to have utility lines marked before they begin digging projects to prevent injuries, property damage, and inconvenient outages. The depth of utility lines varies, and there may be multiple lines in a common area. Some utility lines are buried only a few inches below the surface, making them easy to strike during shallow digging projects. And installing a mailbox, landscaping, putting in a fence, or building a deck are all examples of residential projects that necessitate a call to 811. Dialing 811 connects callers to Kansas 811, which notifies the appropriate utility companies of the intent to dig, and calls are taken 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Locate requests can also be made online at kansas811.com, and requests should be made at least 2 working days prior to the beginning of a digging project. Professional locators are then sent to the site to mark the approximate locations of underground lines with flags or spray paint, and once the lines have been accurately marked, digging can begin. Underground utility locate concerns such as timeliness, accuracy, utility damages, and other potential violations of Kansas One Call laws should be reported to the KCC for investigation, and the agency also provides education and training opportunities for excavators year-round. For more information, you can visit kansas811.com. Graveside services and interment for James Jim Stark, 75 of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, April 5th at the Orinoco Cemetery, and there will be a gathering for family and friends at the 4-H building in Norton at 3 p.m. following the service. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Jim Stark Memorial Fund to be distributed at a later date and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having scalloped chicken, corn, sweetheart pears, cucumber slices, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajita or hamburger with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be pizza, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 9 a.m., and it should be mostly sunny with a high near 59 and breezy, with a west wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 33 and a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour becoming north after midnight. On Thursday, rain is likely mainly after 2 p.m. with increasing clouds and a high near 54. There should be an east wind on Thursday of 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. And on Thursday night, rain, mainly before 1 a.m., with a low around 37, and a chance of precipitation Thursday night of 80%. I'll be back in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, there's some showers with a high near 50. On Saturday, snow showers likely, possibly mixed with rain before 1 p.m., then a chance of snow showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 44 and breezy. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 56. On Monday, sunny with a high near 59. And on Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 68. Currently, with light rain, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is west at 17 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.36. The dew point is 37 degrees. And the current wind chill is 33 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Luck is on your side this March at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Save big on a 2015 or newer vehicle loan with rates as low as 5% APR. Treat yourself with a new vehicle or refinance your current vehicle loan from another lender. This offer ends March 31st, so don't delay. Let UNWFCU save you some green this spring. Special terms and conditions apply. Rates are subject to increase. NCUA insured. Equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The future of the Tush Push has been pushed until next month. The NFL team owners had been set to vote Tuesday on Green Bay's proposal to ban the play that helped the Philadelphia Eagles win one Super Bowl and reach another, but the proposal has been tabled until May. Team owners approved modifying the kickoff rule, extending replay assist, and revising overtime rules, along with other changes. The decision to postpone the Tush Push vote means the debate will continue as the league seeks more information about the safety of the play, proponents of the play, and those who oppose it presented strong arguments while the league's medical experts expressed safety concerns. As for the changes that did pass, regular season overtime rules will now match those in the playoffs, and both teams will have the chance to get a possession even if the offense scores a touchdown on the opening drive. The proposal was amended to make the overtime 10 minutes, not 15 minutes. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Ranch horses have a special place in our hearts and an important role in our cattle ranch operations. That's why we take special care of them. It's time for annual vaccinations to protect their health. Valley Vet Supply has the professional vaccine brands for sleeping sickness, tetanus, flu, and rhino. And for convenience with fewer needle sticks, Valley Vet has combination vaccines, including West Nile virus, formulated by reliable pharmaceutical companies like Zoetis, Merck, and BI. To include strangles protection or rhino abortion protection for pregnant mares, Valley Vet stocks the highest quality vaccines. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.